This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina. Border-related crimes are at an all-time high. That's according to Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels, who testified at a House committee Wednesday. He says the problem will only get worse if immigration reform goes unaddressed. This comes after the Biden administration had considered lifting Title 42. This pandemic-era policy has allowed Border Patrol agents to turn away 1.8 million asylum seekers since March 2020. Republicans at the hearing criticized the administration's failures to address border-related crimes. Democrats and trafficking experts advocated more anti-trafficking bills. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the current system is already under strain.
With the Title 42 public health order set to be lifted, we expect migration levels to increase as smugglers seek to take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants.
Stacy Sutherland of the Arizona Anti-Trafficking Network says increased border traffic could lead to increased trafficking, and it's important to know the difference between trafficking and human smuggling. Human trafficking requires coercion, but smuggling does not. Daniels says more than existing screenings to identify trafficking victims are needed. This is not about politics, he says. It's about people. With primary elections coming up fast, the Arizona Citizens Clean Election Commission polled voters to find out what topics are important to them. 80% of voters want to hear candidates speak about jobs and the economy. Other important topics to voters include healthcare, education, and immigration. The poll also breaks down regional differences. The West Rural area of Arizona wants to hear more about the environment and infrastructure than the average voter. South Phoenix and Tempe voters want to hear more about gun policies and abortion. Tom Collins is the executive director of the Arizona Citizens Clean Elections Commission. He says these polls help create a better candidate discussion. Early voting for the primary elections start July 6th. If you want to hear what candidates have to say about these issues, you can watch Arizona PBS to hear weekly debates hosted by the Citizens Clean Elections Commission. Arizona's tech economy is growing fast, and so is the demand for tech jobs. A recent report by the Computing Technology Industry Association listed Phoenix in the top 10 for tech job gains in 2021. More than 1,000 positions were added last year. Steven Zylstra is the president and CEO of Arizona Technology Council. He says that Arizona is becoming one of the major centers for technology and manufacturing in the country. He says that lower tax rates, cheaper cost of living compared to other tech hub cities, and the weather factor into the shift. The NFL draft is being held in Las Vegas Thursday through Saturday, and there might be a few Arizona players in the lineup. The Arizona State University Sun Devils could see a few of their former players get their names called, as 5 to 7 players are expected to be picked up by NFL teams. Linebacker Darian Butler and nose tackle DJ Davidson are among those who will be waiting to hear their name. This would mark the first time since 2008 that ASU would have at least 5 players hear their name called at the draft, and the 9th year in a row that at least one player selected. This is good news for ASU football coach Herm Edwards, who has worked to revitalize what seemed to be a flickering football program in years past. We had help today from Emma Vanden90, Justin Torres, Emily Seyshaw, and Molly Hudson. Our show was produced by Kirsten Dorman. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina.